Hello and welcome to the APR Podcast. I'm JP Arnold, your APR Chair for the Pikes Peak PRSA chapter here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you earn your APR. It's the accreditation in public relations. I want to remind you to visit two websites, the official APR site, praccreditation.org or the PRSA ColoradoSprings.org/APR site. And Michael Henry, he is in charge of the APR Prep online study course. It will help you pass the panel presentation and pass the exam. It will prepare you. I'm a facilitator. I highly recommend it. Connects APR candidates from across the nation and world. The APR Prep online study course. That's my son Isaiah. He's jamming on the Yamaha DTX 522K right here in this very office is where he plays. And I'm just so proud of him. During this COVID time, it's just been devastating for many, many people. My son, he's been fortunate to do some gardening, and he's cooking, playing the drums, and expanding. And so we feel really blessed, and really our thoughts and prayers with those affected. And we got a vaccine now, so hopefully that will change the tide and the course of this COVID pandemic. So thanks to everyone that has been on the front lines to combat this pandemic. Okay, so this podcast, we're going to look at APR maintenance versus APR renewal. APR maintenance versus APR renewal. In 2018, the Universal Accreditation Board, UAB, they did a review and they said, we need to update this process. And so they changed it to APR renewal, and that's the name now. And they also changed to continuing education units, CEUs, which, as you probably know, other industries, they use this terminology, CEUs. So I think this is a welcome change. It's a good change. Let's look at some of the numbers right away. So for the maintenance, it was $50 for the application, and that's more administrative, right? And now the renewal is $75. Not much of a change, $25 difference. Was $50, now $75. Every 3 years, you've got to go through this process. So just put that in your budget. Understand it. The APR maintenance was 10 hours or 10 points, if you would. And now it is 15 hours. Okay, so it was 10 points. Now the renewal is 15 continuing education units. Also, you've heard me say the word points, but we're changing the terminology to CEU, Continuing Education Unit. And if you want to do a deeper dive, there's an FAQ, some instructions, some guidance on the official APR site, praccreditation.org/renew. Okay, another new component to the APR renewal is 1 hour of mandatory ethics, CEU. Continuing education unit. That was not part of the previous maintenance. Another added component or change is it used to be 5 hours of mandatory continuing education and professional development. Now it is 7 continuing education units. Basically 5 hours to 7 hours. Now, there's also, with new technology, and I think this update's been fantastic when you look at it, they've added digital tactics. A blog, video, and podcast can now be part of your continuing education units, which is fantastic. And it's really time-based. It's not complete a task and you're done, complete a tactic. Sit and listen to a webinar, you're done. It's not based on the action. It's really based on the time spent. And you want to keep track of your CEUs with an Excel spreadsheet until you can actually start entering the CEUs online. I've been told that it's an online process that's going to take place in a few years. But you want to, right now, you want to keep track of what you're doing to maintain or renew your APR with an Excel spreadsheet. You can download that, praccreditation.org/renew. Also, you want to take a look at a few important dates, and I'm going to make sure you kind of understand those dates. Pardon the paper shuffling. So, APRs that need to renew: June 30th, 2020, December 31st, 2020, June 30th, 2021, December 31st, 2021, and that would be me, the December 2021, I will be using the APR maintenance method based on points. For those who obtain their APR after January 1st, 2020, you will be using the APR renewal method. And for those that need to renew after December 2021, you will be using the APR renewal method. So it's important to kind of understand what you need to do. There's different requirements. Again, basically 10 hours versus 15 hours. A mandatory ethics 1 hour and 7 hours now of mandatory continuing education and professional development. So let's look at some of the criteria here. And I apologize, I'm going to be moving some paper around here. Again, they have an FAQ at praccreditation.org/renew and other information if you want to do a deep dive. This is just a once over, just to kind of let you know what's going on. Okay, so the main headers of the APR renew categories is continuing education and professional development. That's number one. Number two is ethics training. Number three is professionalism. And number four is public service. So those are the four categories. All right, so when you look at the webinars, and I actually, we had a great little holiday party a few days ago, and so when one of the persons, and I actually spoke to the APRs as well too last week, they said, well, we need to download this Excel spreadsheet. We need to start keeping track of what we're doing because there's additional requirement with these, you know, 5 hours. That's not necessarily the measurement, but you know, it's basically 10 hours versus 15 hours of time. And again, most people are already going over the 10-hour, the 10-point requirement for the maintenance. So this is really, you're just doing the same great work that you've always done. Okay, so in the first category, continuing education, professional development, there's less value or emphasis, if you would, on the webinars, okay? Or the APR study course, there's a little dip there. No change really in college education advanced degree. You get an advanced degree, then you get all of your CEUs, 15. Presentations or speeches, including professional or student organizations, serving as a panelist. There's a slight little dip there in emphasis on that. Instruction, that's where it went up. Because when you're instructing, you are preparing your instruction for students or for a workshop, and it takes time. You got to spend a lot of time. You just can't put together something in an hour or two. So there is a greater value in instruction. Serving as an instructor for an APR prep course, or a certificate in principles of PR. A little bit lower than the actual requirement. Okay, when you look at published works, really no change there. When you look at peer-edited, peer-reviewed scholarly works, no change. And the new thing is, the new opportunity for you is a blog, podcast, or video. Again, you can download the Excel spreadsheet. It will give you the exact quantity number that you need to get, and that's attached to each of these tactics, if you would, or ways of achieving your CEU, continuing education unit. Pardon the paper there. So if you look also at digital media, that's a new emphasis. Advanced credentialing, really no change there. Ethics requirement, like we talked about, that is mandatory, one CEU. Leadership and public relations, really no change there. That's where you're volunteering on the chapter level, board level, to be an officer or a chair. Leadership and accreditation, serving as an APR chair or a mentor, that has gone down a little bit in emphasis. And then looking at contributions in PR, where you obtain awards, national awards, local awards, no change, and then local awards, slight reduction in emphasis on that. And then no change in public service, basically. So helping nonprofits out, doing pro bono work. All right, so that's really kind of the meat there. And I think, let's see, I mentioned the accreditation, public relations, the certificate program. The CEUs are 2, and I think they were 1 out of 10. So actually, that was a slight increase. Make sure I get that straight. Make sure you get the math, you understand it. I think when you work on this spreadsheet, it will automatically tally the units, the continuing education units for you. But it's important that you understand the instruction emphasis has gone up. Being a chair, a little bit downward trend, if you would, as well as just sitting and watching webinars, not as much bang for your buck, if you would, if you spend your time doing that. So you have to watch more webinars, if you would. So I think that's the big thing. And again, you want to make sure you understand, when do you need to use the new APR renewal, and make sure you understand those dates. You have to log into your PRSA or the other organizations that are part of the UAB and understand when you need to renew or upkeep your maintenance for those who are still in the legacy program. All right. So those are the main things. I think that, like I said, this is a good move for the Universal Accreditation Board. It's the industry standard using CEUs and includes ethics, which right now is highly important. Digital ways of achieving these units with a blog, podcast, or video. Emphasizing instruction. Takes a lot of time to be an instructor. I taught at Pikes Peak Community College. I taught public speaking. And, you know, I listen to this every now and then. My kids, family, I would not give myself an A on the podcast, but I'm not looking for an A. Again, I'm looking for getting out information. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking to make sure that you understand the ins and outs of what we're doing and fill in any gaps that might be there. I talk to folks all over the nation and all over the world. Just heard one of the teachers that is an APR candidate has been listening to the podcast. And again, I'm not looking for perfection. I don't have a script in front of me per se. I've got some information and I'm working through it. But just based off what I've seen and talking to military personnel, PAOs, talking to civilians, talking to people throughout the United States, East Coast, West Coast, in the heartland, and across the world. The information, I just want to make sure that you understand what you're getting into and how it's going to help you. And right now, during this very challenging time, I've got friends that have been laid off. I've got friends that have lost loved ones. And it is very, very challenging. And so you want to look at what can you do to help yourself, help your family, help your career. And you can obtain an APR in 1 year or less. And, it is not a master's degree, but it's covering topics that are the master's degree level. You're talking about management. You're talking about strategy. You're talking about planning. You're talking about theory and communication models and ethics and law and business practices. And it's just a great, great resource. And when you're an APR, no matter what state I go into and I say I'm an APR, they see it on LinkedIn. They see it in my signature on email. And when I talk to them, we are talking the same language. They understand, hey, this person, he or she understands the RPIE method. I can hire them and they can start working on the method the minute after I hire them. So that's really, because, in PR, in we are in a, this is a soft skill. There's soft skill and there's science and there's an art. And people confuse, hey, I can do the art part. I can do that. I can go on TV, or maybe they can't. But sometimes people say, oh, I can do that. And then when they actually start doing it, it doesn't turn out quite as what they thought it would be. And so that's where being an APR professional, accredited, you're really setting yourself apart from your peers. You've gone through the scrutiny of the questionnaire, 15 to 20 pages, the three-person APR panel, 1 to 2 hours, going over your methodology and understanding, and then taking that 3-hour and 45-minute exam. It's the most rigorous, demanding accreditation program in marketing, advertising, communications, in our genre of business. I've looked across the landscape at other programs and they're not quite close. All right. So I just want to make sure you understand that. And I encourage you to look at this process, see how you can obtain your accreditation and move forward and get that. And it's worth your time. It's worth your money. It's worth your career. And it's going to enhance your understanding. You're going to go to the table with other executives and you're going to be right there and understanding and say, hey, I can provide a proven methodology that will help our organization move forward and communicate to our different publics and make sure they understand where we're going. Okay, well, take care. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to getting into 2021. Again, we have a vaccine, a medical miracle. Pretty amazing to see everyone come together on that. And my thoughts and prayers are with you during this time. And it's been a pleasure to kind of unpack some of the ideas and understanding of the APR process. Take care. Give me a call or send me a LinkedIn message, and I want to help you on your journey. Take care, and we'll talk soon.